made hundreds of millions of dollars with hotels around the world bearing his name. He certainly didn't carve out such a niche by allowing others to impose their will upon him. Generally speaking, though, he was well-liked and had a stellar reputation among his colleagues. He was a good man, known as much for his philanthropy as for his hotel empire. Privately, though, he did have his eccentricities, not the least of which was his stringent attitude about his wealth and the manner in which it should be distributed to immediate family members. It had long been Conrad's belief that merely being related to him should not guarantee his heirs a carefree, privileged life. He had made his money in what he called the good old-fashioned way, meaning he had earned it. A product of the Great Depression, he wanted his relatives to inherit his work ethic, not his money. A loan might be given from time to time to one of his four children, but failure to pay it back would result in a breach of trust not easily remedied. Now that Conrad was gone, some of his family members had serious reservations regarding his last will and testament. With hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, the stakes were high. There were hurt feelings, many questions. A legal effort to redress some of these grievances was the reason Zsa Zsa was now being compelled to share her private memories of Conrad with a battery of attorneys.
"Tell me, Myron, will you be at the interview?" Zsa Zsa asked.
"We'll see," Myron answered. "And by the way, it's a deposition, my dear," he reminded her, "not an interview."
"Well, when people ask me questions," Zsa Zsa said, "I give them answers. For me, that's an interview."
Indeed, for the last 3 decades, she had been a staple on television talk shows, flamboyantly chatting it up with Merv Griffin and Jack Parr, Steve Allen and Johnny Carson about her life and times, often embellishing the truth for the sake of a good laugh. Zsa Zsa was flippant, irreverent, and entertaining, her thick Hungarian accent and uncommon beauty distinguishing her almost as much as her rapier wit. "But remember, you will be under oath this time," Myron said.
"Myron, please, you know me," she responded. "I always tell the truth."
3 days later at noon on Thursday, June 14th, Zsa Zsa Gabor walked briskly past the front desk of the Beverly Hills Hotel, her head held high. Wearing a billowing red and gold striped caftan and matching spiked heels, she tried to act oblivious to the stares of everyone she passed. She would have to admit that she loved the attention, though, and she didn't have to work hard to generate it. At 62, she was still quite beautiful. Her skin was flawless, full of health and vitality, her teased hair a light ash blonde. Her steely and determined blue eyes were hidden behind oversized celebrity sunglasses. As she walked, her gait was one of real purpose, as if nothing could ever get in her way. Of course, this had always been her story. Since arriving on the SS President Grant, overcrowded with refugees such as herself from Hungary almost 40 years earlier, Zsa Zsa had always known exactly what she wanted out of life. Success, happiness, wealth, the so-called American dream in all of its red, white, and blue splendor. She would do a lot to get it, too, as she would prove many times along the way, even if that meant marrying for prosperity, which she did more than a few times, including Conrad Hilton, 7 times to be exact. So far. Zsa Zsa's footsteps echoed sharply as she marched across the marble foyer of the Beverly Hills Hotel. She nodded at the concierge. He touched his cap in recognition. She then walked quickly down the red-carpeted hallway past the famous Polo Lounge restaurant, out a pair of French doors, and then through a lovely flower garden in the direction of a nearby bungalow. As she entered the bungalow where her deposition was to be conducted, she immediately switched on her stage persona and played to the audience at hand.
"My God, just look at all of these gorgeous men," she marveled as she swept grandly into the room.
4 attorneys and a male court reporter stood before her with big smiles.
"I love being surrounded by gorgeous men," she enthused. "Everyone knows that about me by now."
"Zsa Zsa, how wonderful to see you," said Myron Harpole as he emerged from the group to greet her.
A solid